Corey Sloan. He copped a one-week suspension for a reckless spall, let's call it that. The club didn't contest it. Joining us is Crows footy boss David Noble. David, welcome, and I guess the big question there, why not?
G'day, Rowie. G'day, Vix. Yeah, it's been a bloody frustrating day, guys, I have to say. We've spent the best part of 10 hours trying to pull this charge apart, and, you know, ultimately at the end, I guess it's a risk versus reward. Came down to some technical issues, I think, from the charge. We sought legal counsel from a couple of legal people and a QC, and in the end, it, we didn't believe that we had a strong enough case.
What would have been the best way? Is it trying to get it downgraded from medium impact to low impact? Was that what you were looking to do?
No, that wouldn't work, Bix. The you know, the low, medium, high component simply works that if it's low, someone cops a whack, they're able to continue in the game. If someone is removed from the ground and has to spend some time off, that probably lands in medium. And mm-hmm. if they are concussed and don't return, then that probably lands that at high. So mm-hmm. we didn't think we had a strong enough case to move that based on some of the medical evidence down from medium to low. And it was more around the technicality of the rough conduct charge itself.
So what was the medical evidence? Did you get a chance to have a look at that?
Yeah, look, we did, and I think that's probably unfair for us to comment on that. That was, you know, I think that's probably fairly, you know, private between, you know, the four guys and that. But that was, look, it was all considered. We tried to look at a number of different avenues, and ultimately we were extremely frustrated as to how the, I guess, the charge was wrapped around the incident rather than the incident fitting a charge.
What about the fact that Brad Ebert took a heavy knock just a couple of minutes before and looked a little bit dazed there? Is it possible you could argue that maybe there was some residual from that incident that may have contributed to him leaving the ground?
Yeah, look, possible. Not strong enough, we didn't believe. Certainly sought some medical advice in that space as to how that may come across. Probably the lag of time, that incident occurred at the 35-second mark at the start of the quarter, and then the, you know, Rory's incident was a lot deeper into the quarter, so it was probably a long bow to really try to stretch to join that one together.
If you contested it, you lose, you get two.
Yep.
Did that come into the equation at all?
Yep, absolutely.
Well, that's crap, Nobes. That's got to change. That is ridiculous.
Well, it's again, Ro, it's risk versus reward. You know, the components of the way that the charge is compiled means that the loading ends up being a two-week component. So there's no, I mean, the discount now for taking an early plea is that you get a one-week discount, as has been, as we've done. You can't then move into the tribunal like you used to be able to and maybe get a feel halfway through and then pull up stumps and then go back and take the early plea. You go into the tribunal. In our case, it was either nothing or two. There was not going to be a component for us to take the discount.
Do they need to change that then?
Can we just say that to our fans, we'll be having a really strong word to Mark Evans and his crew about how this has sort of come about and how unjust we feel this fits the wording around the rules and how it's actually sort of been played out to us.
Is there inconsistencies in the MRP for precedence? I mean, I can name four where blokes deliberately cocked their fists and punched opponents' nobs, and they got fined.
Look, I think it's got better, Rowie, but there's still the inconsistencies because it's a group of subjective assessments, and until we can tighten up, you know, some of those opinions, I guess, at times as to what that looks like. And look, we certainly sought counsel from the AFL a number of times. I know Andrew and myself were on to Mark Evans probably half a dozen to 10 times in the last sort of 24 hours. So we'll just continue to work and we'll give them the feedback and they'll certainly know how extremely frustrated and disappointed we are with it.
Well, it doesn't help poor old bloody Rory. Now, I'm not going to put the mockers on him. He could possibly win the Brownlow medal. Now, I hope they get bloody egg on their face, a lot of them. And we're going to speak to Mark tomorrow. But the game and the rules and the MRP and the AFL need to allow for footy collisions. It is a contact sport. I've been saying this for years, Nobes, and I hope you're with me. Accidental yep. contact does happen, a la Viney on Lynch. You do everything right, but it's incidental or accidental. Yep. The MRP has to allow for it, Nobes.
Yeah, and I think that's the frustration, Roe, is that we look at that as a footy incident. It then comes out under the criteria of rough conduct, you know, which in essence is a really... It's a tall one to hard one to swallow, you know, in that sense, based on the wording of unreasonable in circumstances. Mm. So that's, you know, we have to go to a tribunal and argue that we believe that that's reasonable and convince three jurors that it is reasonable.
I'll tell you what, Crows lose and finish fifth. It's not all going to be on Rory's back, and he wins the Brownlow.
No.
I'm telling you, Nobes, I'm going to. There'll be a riot, and I'm leading the
charge. You're catastrophising this just a little bit. Brody Smith, we're moving on to him. How's he pulled up? We know it's a 6-day break. Is he any chance of recovering in time to play this week?
I don't think so, Vic. So I've sort of had my head, unfortunately, in a lawyer's office for most of the day. Mm-hmm. I know that he was sent home yesterday. I'm not sure. That's sort of normal protocol. I'm not sure where he's at or what stage he may be, you know, retested or where he's at. I think it's unlikely at this stage that Smithy will get up.
Mm. Okay, one last one, Nobes. You know I'm cheeky. I've got to ask it. When are you off to Brisbane?
Not sure, Ro. I've just got to check some flights.
Get your tan down.
Have you been approached, Nobes? Because I think that's a credit to you.
No, I haven't.
Would you consider it?
Not at this stage, no.
Okay. Well, not right now, but no. Say it was to come. I mean, your name's been heavily linked to him, Nobes.
Yeah, I don't know why, Ro. It's been a highly unusual. The coach stopped me in my office the other day and wanted to know what was going on. So, no, not at this stage. Well, no, I haven't been approached at all.
Be flattered with that. I reckon if you had got Rory off and had the big coolions and charged and got it, you'd have got the job, Nobes. But anyway, well, I know you left no stone unturned. You know I'm cheeky, Nobes. Well done. I just feel for Rory Sloane.
Yeah, and look, we certainly appreciate all the support from our fans. And hey, look, he was extremely frustrated, and I can't say that word on radio because you'll bleep me out, but he was just, he was very flat. You know, we move on. You know, we're a strong team. There'll be someone that'll come in and fill his spot, and we'll get the job done this week. Mm.
And just one final one, though, before we let you go, just to on behalf of all the fans, is Eddie okay? He's up onwards and upwards and moving forward?
Yeah, he is, Bix. He, you know, as he said, he sort of wanted to move on. You know, we know that there's really no mm-hmm. place for that in our society. It's and it's a difficult one because, you know, apart from Eddie, it hurts all of our Indigenous brothers. You know, there's, you know, five or six of our guys here that they feel the pain as well, as a lot of our Indigenous, you know, players do across the industry. And certainly, you know, we now know that the issue's been closed and we move forward. But, he's doing really well.
Well, Eddie's forgiven, moved on, and supportive of young Alex. So I think if he has, we do. So, Nobes, thanks for your time.
Pleasure, guys. No problem.
Dave Noble, the Adelaide Footy Club boss, it's as clear as that. They left no stone unturned. Multiple appointments with varying law people to see if they could pick a hole through it.
It was interesting,
but he's
wasn't
frustrated.
Well, no doubt. It was no doubt. And it was interesting, though, they didn't have any problem with the grading of medium. What they had the problem with was... is the actual charge of unreasonable.
Yeah.
So that's what they had to prove. They had to prove that what Rory did was
unreasonable
in the situation. Mm. And so that is very difficult to prove, and it would have been a risk. There's no doubt about that. So they decided to err on the side of caution. Well, Rory misses 1 week and is available for the finals.
And the great thing on behalf of their supporters, this is Nobes, he said, we're going to speak to Mark Evans because there's two things we don't like. You can test it, you cop another one. Mm. And the fact that it is too hard in an incident like that, and he agreed with me, been saying for years, there's got to be some law or some consideration for accidental or incidental contact in a football collision, a la, inverted commas, Viney on Tom Lynch. And this falls into that category. Yeah.